It's Thursday, the 9th of January, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The National Petroleum Corporation has announced that it remains optimistic about the country's oil potential despite Shell's decision to write down $400 million over a commercially unviable offshore discovery. NAMCO spokesperson Utara Hoveka reiterated Namibia's promise as an oil frontier and stressed that further exploration will unlock its full petroleum potential. According to Namibia Mining and Energy, Hoveka also clarified that NAMCO has not yet received formal communication from Shell about the block's viability. The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture has confirmed that the results for the 2024 Namibia Senior Secondary Certificate Ordinary and Advanced Subsidiary levels will be officially released on Tuesday, 14 January 2025. Executive Director Sanet Steenkamp has acknowledged the emotional impact this time of the year can have on students and called on parents to give their children a supportive and neutral environment.
I am aware that, yes, this is a time where we wish to maintain the hope, but it will also be a time where we will have to find new pathways forward for those candidates who have not been successful the first time. And for that, I have a specific message for our parents. I would like us to provide all our children with a safe and neutral space. We need to give children an opportunity to express their feelings, their hurt, their disappointment, and to provide immediate emotional support in a very calm manner. That's very important. It will also be important for parents to work with the child on concrete steps and options on the way forward and possibly consider alternative pathways like either distance learning or private colleges or the TVET system.
FlySafair has welcomed the National Consumer Commission's investigation into overbooking practices, emphasizing its compliance with South Africa's Consumer Protection Act. Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon has called for a fair industry-wide review and reaffirmed its commitment to transparency and customer care throughout the process.
We remain confident that our policies are transparent and very much within the bounds of the CPA, but we are imploring the NCC to cast the net wider and conduct their review across all airlines in South Africa, because all airlines employ this policy and a disproportionate focus on FlySafair alone wouldn't be fair.
Staying in the region, Mozambique's main opposition leader has returned home to Maputo today from more than 2 months in exile. Venancio Mondlane says he's ready to take part in talks over disputed election results that have led to weeks of deadly protests. The AFP reports that Mondlane had called on his supporters to meet him on arrival, but security forces restricted access to the airport. And the funeral service for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will be held today with a national day of mourning in the U.S. Carter, who served from 1977 to 1981, played an instrumental role in Namibia's independence by supporting the Five Western Contact Group and U.N. Ambassador Donald McHenry, leading to the adoption of U.N. Security Council Resolution 435 on 29 September of 1978. Founding President Sam Nujoma praised Carter as a peacemaker, saying the late has had a lasting impact in promoting peace, especially amidst ongoing global conflicts.
Since Tuesday, Americans have been coming to the U.S. Capitol to pay their final respects to Jimmy Carter. The former president has been lying in state as people file past, remembering what his time in office and the years since have meant to them. The one-term president is remembered as much for his time in office as the decades of public service afterwards. His body today heading to the Washington National Cathedral for a memorial service. President Joe Biden, who's described Carter as a man of character, courage, and compassion, has called on people to come out to pay homage to the 39th president. Following the state funeral, President Carter's remains will be transported to his hometown of Plains for a private internment service with his family.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.